There's nothing like snook hook sets at dawn or catching a tarpon in the moonlight. Find your next fishing trip made easy on fishingbooker.com and experience the magic of the Sunshine State or any other destination on your fishing bucket list. Book a blue water adventure in search of sailfish or go snapper fishing with the kids. With over 6,000 captains and trips to choose from, planning your next one just got a whole lot easier. Download the Fishing Booker app on the Google Play or App Store or visit them online at fishingbooker.com to book your trip today.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Hey, everybody, listen up. I got mega huge news. Meat Eater Live is heading back out on the road. That's right. Join me and the crew. Clay Newcomb, Cal, Yanni, Spencer's going to be there. Phil the Engineer is going to be there. Meat Eater Live, headed back out. Now, when you get every ticket, okay, every ticket you buy, you get a signed copy of our new Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook. This tour is celebrating the release of the book. Buy a ticket, get a signed copy, Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, wild game recipes for the grill, smoker, camp stove, and campfire, which I'll point out is a $38 value. Here's where we're going to go. April 23rd, the Mesa Arts Center in Mesa, Arizona. April 24th, the Balboa Theater in San Diego. April 25th, the Grove in Anaheim, California. April 27th, the Crest Theater in Sacramento. April 29, the Union in Salt Lake City. April 30, the Egyptian in Boise. May 1, the Wilma Theater in Missoula. May 2, the Bing Crosby Theater in Spokane, Washington. May 4, Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon. And May 5, the last day of the tour, Pantages Theater in Tacoma, Washington. For tickets and more information, visit the events page at themeateater.com. Hope to see you at the show.
I'm Eric.
I'm Michael.
And I'm Greg.
And this is...
what's it called?
Whitetail Bums, live from Whitetail Palace. Brought to you by...
that little dance you do when you run into a spider web in the woods.
Hello, everybody. This is Whitetail Bums. This is a new, I don't know what you call it, a series, installment?
It's a spin-off podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast within a podcast, and
yes, sir.
It is Whitetail Bums. We are the cameramen for Tyler and Casey.
The real A-team, some might say.
Yeah, exactly.
They always call themselves the A-team. That is not,
no.
Guys, that is not the case.
No, we make this thing go. We get a hunt. Sometimes, so. In fact, there is an episode out on the YouTube channel called Whitetail Bums.
Oh, yeah. It's been doing pretty good. People are liking your guys' kills. And me being is on the struggle bus permanently.
Well, we got to make use of the time we get to hunt.
Yeah,
we got to do some killing in that time.
Exactly. Well, today we actually put out cameras. How was that?
Greg, go for it.
Put out a camera in a spot I killed last year, and it looks pretty good this year, too. So.
Ooh, Greg's going to kill in the same spot.
We'll see.
We'll see.
I got a camera up in the same spot that I killed last year, and we got a few other spots.
I'm not feeling too good about your spot, I hate to say it.
I know. There was a tree down across the trail, like the main trail that they've been using back there, so it's going to be interesting to see what they're doing.
We had the worst storm I've ever experienced, and it looks like it was like 2 weeks ago, and it looks like that's probably when that happened.
Yeah, it was pretty fresh.
And so the trails are all pretty just
and
not beat down.
And like when I say I feel good about a spot in a public land on Texas, like I'm not going to kill there in like 10 years.
Yeah, it's like maybe like, once every 5 years you might get a chance, and you better make use of it.
We, me and Michael did find a spot that we might not tell Tyler and Casey about.
Yeah, secret spot.
I think they don't really know that we were going to put a camera there. So I think we might keep it to ourselves. Yeah. They got a whole piece of public we don't know where it's at, and they will
That's
not
right.
tell us. They have shooters
right.
on it every year.
Let's go.
And they don't ever hunt it. But yet they won't tell us where it is because they're worried we're going to go blow it up.
Yep. Or we're just going to go smoke deer there.
Or go
yep.
smoke their deer
yeah, yeah.
that they like looking
I
at on camera.
I think that's what it is. So this first episode, first we're going to introduce ourselves because you're probably wondering who the heck are these guys. But we're going to go around, introduce ourselves, and then we're going to talk about our favorite hunt behind the camera so far.
Yep, so, that was the original name of the podcast when we were thinking about this.
Behind the Lens.
Behind the Lens. But when you release a video on YouTube and people seem to like it,
we
might
are,
as well.
We are a bunch of whitetail bums. So
we are
it's
bums.
Pretty much.
Okay, so let's go around and introduce ourselves. Greg?
Well, my name's Greg Latham. Originally from Houston, Texas. Moved to Emory from Austin. Was in the music business for quite a while, but I've always loved hunting.
Dang,
so
dude. Greg's so much cooler than us. Like, I'm so jealous.
Well, I say the hunting is a lot cooler than the music business. So
sleeping on couches got a little old, huh?
Yeah,
I guess
basically doing that
I
now.
I guess me and you both still sleep on couches a fair bit,
and
so
not
much has changed.
You played a few sports growing up, right?
Yeah, I played pretty much all the sports, but mostly golf, as funny enough.
Dude.
But
it's weird when you grab a golf club and you never really touched one. And then you watch Greg, like, everybody's just like nice and easy through the ball. Like, don't swing too hard. And then yeah. Greg goes out there and just starts stroking the ball. And you're like, man, I wish I could hit a golf ball like yeah, that. But every time I do, it goes hard right, like yeah. 90-degree angle.
Your swing looks a little rough, for sure.
Dude, it needs some work, for sure.
But we're definitely going to talk about sports a little more than Tyler and Casey.
Dang.
And in fact,
Eric's taking over.
Yeah, let's go. I already know who Greg thinks is going to win. There's a battle of Texas going on between the Houston Astros.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and the Texas Rangers.
It's I just mean, it's hard to
Houston
ever,
all the way.
It's yeah. hard to go against Houston.
You're gonna go against Houston?
No,
you're
I'm
not
going against the Rangers for
okay.
sure.
Man, I feel like the Rangers might upset.
No, stop. You're just saying that to play devil's advocate.
I don't know. If their pitching holds up, I don't know.
Dude.
We'll see.
There's just something about the Astros this time. They just turn
Dude,
it on every
they
year.
They do every
They've
year.
Been there. They've
yeah.
been there, done
They've
that.
They've been there and done that multiple
it
times.
It ain't no thing for
yep.
them.
They do
Did
it every
cheating?
Year.
Did it not cheating? I mean, it don't matter.
Michael, tell us where you're from, actually, because
I am from Ohio. I'm the Ooh. Only non-Texan in the room now with
That's
Eric
right.
Gentry becoming
yeah,
a Texan.
Texas resident.
Yeah, I got the plates and everything.
Look at that, dude.
It's weird.
Just doing it so he didn't break the bank on a tag.
I know. It felt good.
I bet. I'm jealous.
But guess what? I still got to pay more to go hunt Illinois as a non-resident now.
Yeah, have fun so. With that.
You didn't get that lifetime tag or whatever?
I should have.
Dude, you Dang. Definitely should have.
Yeah. I'm just not very responsible when it comes to things. What else about you, Michael?
Not really much. All I don't have any cool past stories like Greg. No music. I was just Dang. A college student before.
You were just destined to be a whitetail bum.
I was just a college student before Eric, Tyler, and KC really just tainted me. Mm. It's bad.
And you grew up playing baseball?
Baseball.
That's it.
I mean,
definitely
yeah,
not golf.
Definitely not basketball. Have you seen
definitely
Illinois Buck truck? It's ugly. Not football. Probably would have died. I had like 6 concussions not even playing football in high school.
I don't even know how you do that.
Well, snowboarding and being dumb, falling back in your chair, you know, just doing all the
just,
stuff.
Just Michael stuff.
Yeah, just me.
There's
dude.
Snowboarding in Ohio?
Well, yeah, it's not very good. You got to go other places for sure. There's a couple hills that they make fake snow on, but other Dang. Than that, there's not much around.
And both of you, I don't know if you guys said this already, but this is both y'all's second year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
That's right.
Dude, it's crazy not to be real weird about it, but it's crazy how much, like, the hunts have slowed down this year. Like, last year,
yeah.
it was like, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know how to use this camera right now. And, oh, I'm filming Tony Peterson.
Yeah.
it's like, what even happened? And this year, it's like, I can actually feel myself, like, building a story through cameras, and it's absolutely insane.
I relate that feeling to if you played football in high school all 4 years, you kind of know that, like, you go in freshman year and you learn the whole system, and you're like, what the crap am I doing? And then you're just, like, looking up to everyone else that already knows it, and like you said, it goes quick. Then you become a sophomore, junior, and each year it, like,
slows down
and you know what you're doing.
I mean, it's just like bow hunting, and, like, the first time you go bow hunting and you get an encounter with a buck, I mean, you're losing your mind.
Right.
Same way behind the camera.
Man, so Chris Webb shot a buck in South Dakota, and I was I'm putting together that episode right now, and
dude
Chris's
awesome.
Reaction, like, it says that, like, so Chris, this, I don't know if he's killed an out-of-state buck yet. I don't think he has.
That was his first public land buck.
That was his first public land buck, first out-of-state buck, and he just missed a toad 2 years ago.
Yeah, so he was really excited to shoot one, and he does, and you can just, like, see and feel his emotion, and it's really cool.
Dude, the shakiness in his voice when he's just like, I just shot that thing. Like, mid-interview, he realizes, like, oh, my goodness, I just shot a deer.
Because he's sitting there, and he's looking at this deer, and, like, he doesn't realize he's going to shoot it until it's, like,
it's just 12 yards cording away, and it's, like,
perfect for him.
Yeah, and he said he was regretting not shooting a spike last year, so it's like, dude, he was going in there with the intentions to kill. He was not messing around.
It's funny. You see the buck there in the frame in his GoPro, and then he's just kind of like looking around like, should I do this? It's awesome. But I'm Eric Gentry. This is going into my third year doing this.
Veteran.
And it feels like forever. Like,
the hop, we call him.
Like, I was thinking the other day, I can't remember what I was thinking of, but it was just last September, and it felt like 2 years ago.
Dude, I don't know how to really explain this to people, but, like, when we go on these hunts, on these, like, 10-day trips or whatever, day one, when you're on day 10, feels like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, time does not make sense sometimes on these trips. Dude. Because you're just up from, like, an hour before sunrise to a couple hours after sunset, and it's just...
Not just after, like... After sunset, then you get back for dinner, and then you drop footage, and then, like, get your batteries charged. So, like, lately, I feel like probably all of us are feeling like we haven't had a moment to breathe.
No, me and Greg literally spent 4 days in Texas in the month of September.
But, like, we love it. That's why we do it. And makes it easy when you do things you love. So,
It ain't all sunshine and rainbows, but it's fun, man.
If it wasn't fun, there'd be no way we could do this.
Oh, there's no chance.
But yeah, this is my third year doing this, and grew up playing football, baseball, basketball, and from a small town in Illinois.
I heard you at one point wanted to be a rapper. Is this true?
I mean, I still want to be a rapper.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
No, I don't think I've ever wanted to be a rapper.
Dude,
but I do
stop.
Play a little guitar, and I wish I was as good as Greg and Tyler, but, you know, maybe they'll teach me something soon.
I mean, I've offered to play the triangle for them a couple times. Nobody's taken me up on it, but...
I think you should get a drum set.
You think so?
Yeah, dude.
Just start whipping the hair.
You can get, like, a portable drum set, bring it on the road, and then
I'm sure everybody,
like,
would love that.
Wake everyone
just
up
practice,
in the morning.
Just practice in the morning, just playing some nasty drums.
It would be like Casey in Arkansas when he wanted to get the fire going.
Dude.
At, 3:30 a.m.?
Listen, guys, I don't want to make this the just bash on Casey podcast, but there's something people do not know about this man.
He's not real.
That is one thing. He is not a real human being. There's no way. And there's multiple reasons for this, but the main reason is this man, we will all be fully dressed and ready to hunt, like, in the morning. And this dude will walk around in his underwear for the longest amount of time.
But he'll have, like, a hat on or something.
Yeah, just Winnie the Pooh, just with only a hat. It's crazy.
But then he'll find a way to just go out that day and shoot a buck.
Yeah, it's insane.
Somehow.
Just will literally get up in a tree. And
dude, I've quit. I've been the guy mainly filming Casey, and, like, I've literally just quit bringing a headlamp
because you know you're going in the light.
We're gonna be walking in daylight.
Dude, that's it's hilarious. Absolutely insane.
Like, so, I haven't needed a headlamp for like a year now.
Saving money on batteries.
Yeah, let's go. On that note, is a podcast about the behind-the-scenes stuff. So yes. If you want to know some stuff about Tyler, Casey, send an email, DM us.
If you want some dirt on Eric, I got you. Hey.
Yeah, there just you go. Ask me. Address the Whitetail Bums, and we'll answer those questions for you. But we're going to talk about our favorite hunts that we've had with these guys. So, Michael, let's start with you.
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Well, I think there's a couple honorable mentions to start out, one of which would be the Arkansas buck truck. I mean, it was fun. I didn't really film Tyler and Casey, so I wasn't going to say that, but it was one of the best trips, just combination of the camp and, you know, we like to say, what is it, grade 2 fun around here?
I think it's type 2 fun.
Type 2 fun around here. That is what that trip was.
Type 2 fun.
We were so tired from, like, we were driving like an hour and a half, then putting the boat in, mm-hmm. going through the rain, but like, when I look back, that is one of the most fun trips. You can check that out, actually, on the Meat Eater YouTube
page.
That's right. And
that video's raging.
Dude, it was...
A lot of people like it.
My favorite buck truck, for sure.
Yeah, it was fun.
And, but my favorite...
You know what my favorite part of that trip was?
It just cut me off. Yeah, what is it?
You know what? You know what it was?
What is it?
I think we had just dropped you and Clay off. Clay made it up the bank.
Oh, that's not even in the video, is it?
Yeah, but we can make a reel. Yeah,
we have got to make a reel of that. I thought we were going to.
And you were just like walking in one spot.
Dude,
I've never laughed so hard in my life.
That's funny, because I've never been as angry as tell. I've ever been in my life.
We're driving off in the boat, and Michael, like I said, walking in one spot because his boots have so much mud on the bottom. He has no traction. He's trying to walk up this hill.
And those were my old boots that I had for like 3 years before the element. So they were just smooth.
And he is like slow motion. Just
cannot get up the hill. Just falls like three or four times.
Listen, if I was Eric, I would just stick the camera in the mud when I fall. Oh, but I'm not. So I have to just eat the fall and just keep the camera up. Like a newborn baby.
And Clay is like 100, 150 yards in front of him.
Clay
like,
didn't even know what
he's
happened.
He's like wondering, where's my cameraman?
Clay, he's looking around at Tom.
Clay literally, we got back to camp, and you guys were showing Clay the footage, and he goes, "That's you? That was what was happening?
That's what took you so long?
That's what took you so long?" I was like, dude, I couldn't do anything, Clay.
That's hilarious. So, man. You said... Now, you said that's your favorite.
What? No, that's not. Well, yeah, that's my favorite. But I'm saying filming Tyler and KC, it's got to be Nebraska.
Nebraska.
I mean, dude.
Last, like 2022 Nebraska.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot we already went to Nebraska. Yeah. 2022 Nebraska. I mean, it's also type 2 fun in a way because the spot we went into was like elk hunting. It was the most intense hike I've ever done. It's actually funny, too, because I can't watch this footage now because it just makes me want to vomit. I'm serious. Me and Greg not working together because we're, like I said, we just don't know what to do.
We were very new at that
like,
point.
I'm very glad people enjoy that episode, but like after all the, you know.
Man.
That's all we do around here. It's like pretty much just like what we can do to make stuff better.
That and was your first one ever, though, and it wasn't even that bad.
It was. No. It was my first one ever. I'm talking more about like the going, like walking to the place,
not the kill shot.
No,
okay.
The horizon is real bad.
Okay, yeah. Let's talk about that.
Stuff's blown out. I mean, shaky. It's just ugly.
Hey, like, we got both the shots on film.
We got both the shots on film. Greg's is really in focus. We don't need to talk about mine. Mine.
It was just a
you're
hair.
Just making sure it was
dude,
in focus.
Dude, I used to do this thing. Everybody, that if you want to be a camera guy. Don't do it. Just don't do it. And that is, if there's something in frame that I want to make sure is in focus, I would sit there and just mash the autofocus button.
You're definitely a button smasher when it comes to like video games.
Get out of here, dude. We don't need to talk about that. I get it, Eric. Okay, you're good at video
games.
Hey,
I didn't say that. I'm just saying.
Anyway, if you're going to try to... if you're going to try to video stuff, just... Once you get it in focus, just leave it. I was sitting there just smashing the autofocus button, and it just goes a hair out of focus. And, You know, Tyler, in the moment, was really nice about it. He was like, man, you nailed that footage. Like, good job, man. And then, like, 6 months later, when he was editing it to put it out, he was like, hey, you know that Nebraska footage is just a hair out? And I'm like, oh, good. I can never watch this episode again.
Well, it was a lot better than my first one. If you want to see how bad my first one, go watch 2021
South Dakota
Tyler Jones kill South Dakota buck.
Or and, Casey
well,
Smith.
You actually won't see it. You'll just see a blurry blob. Walk through the woods.
You can also watch Casey Smith 2021 South Dakota.
And that was a little better. So
okay.
I was improving quickly.
That's what we like to hear. I think it's just you only have one good eye. I think that's what really hinders you.
I mean, been laying it down since.
That's true. That's true. You haven't missed one in a while.
I feel like I did miss one though.
Arkansas, but you, yeah, it was the deer were in focus that you thought he was going to shoot.
And I think it was spring, when Tyler shot a hog, that wasn't very good. But hogs are tough.
Dude, especially when it's green up.
Yeah.
We were hog hunting yesterday, and I was walking around like, man, I'm going to have to go submarine with my camera. You know how the little eyeglass thing pops out the top? I was going to have to do that over the grass to get something on film.
Yeah, like with hogs, like there's always something in the way.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you can't just hit the autofocus button.
They just live in the nastiest, grossest stuff you can find.
And so, when we're doing the spot and stalk, like things happen quick.
Yeah, and dude.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say exactly what happened yesterday, but like from the time we knew there were pigs under the feeder to the time a shot went off was 30 seconds.
Yeah, not very long.
It was quick.
There's nothing like snook hook sets at dawn or catching a tarpon in the moonlight. Find your next fishing trip made easy on fishingbooker.com and experience the magic of the Sunshine State or any other destination on your fishing bucket list. Book a blue water adventure in search of sailfish or go snapper fishing with the kids. With over 6,000 captains and trips to choose from, planning your next one just got a whole lot easier. Download the Fishing Booker app on the Google Play or App Store, or visit them online at fishingbooker.com to book your trip today. You ever get that feeling you're stuck inside staring at screens and a primal urge kicks in? You crave wide open spaces, fresh air, the chance to connect with the land. Well, maybe it's time to find your own piece of the wild, but searching for property can be a maze. That's where Land.com comes in. They got millions of listings across the country, from mountain ranches to hidden fishing holes. Their search tools are like a seasoned guide helping you narrow down what you want. Land.com isn't just about buying and selling. It's about finding a place to hunt, fish, explore, or simply sit by a campfire and listen to the crickets. So head over to Land.com today to turn one day into today, because trust me, there's nothing quite like the feeling of standing on your own piece of earth. Hey everybody, listen up. I got mega huge news. Meat Eater Live is heading back out on the road. That's right, join me and the crew. Clay Newcomb, Cal, Yanni, Spencer's gonna be there. Phil the engineer is gonna be there. Meat Eater Live, headed back out. Now, when you get every ticket, okay, every ticket you buy, you get a signed copy of our new Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook. This tour is celebrating the release of the book. Buy a ticket, get a signed copy, Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, wild game recipes for the grill, smoker, camp stove, and campfire, which I'll point out is a $38 value. Here's where we're going to go. April 23rd, the Mesa Arts Center in Mesa, Arizona. April 24th, the Balboa Theater in San Diego. April 25th, the Grove in Anaheim, California. April 27th, the Crest Theater in Sacramento. April 29, the Union in Salt Lake City. April 30, the Egyptian in Boise. May 1, the Wilma Theater in Missoula. May 2, the Bing Crosby Theater in Spokane, Washington. May 4, Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon. And May 5, the last day of the tour, Pantages Theater in Tacoma, Washington. For tickets and more information, visit the events page at themeateater.com. Hope to see you at the show.
Well,
Well, right now we are watching Buck Truck with Mark Kenyon, and Greg shoots a buck in it.
I do. It's one of my favorite places to hunt, and I think it's just really cool that I got to kill a buck, and Tyler Casey just couldn't figure it out.
Just couldn't figure it out.
Was that your first time killing a buck there?
No, I've killed two other bucks there.
Yeah. It is different country for sure.
Dude, growing up in Ohio, this stuff to me, like when we were talking about it last year going here, I was like, this is going to suck. Like cactuses everywhere.
It's like a different planet.
Yeah, seriously. Everything there wants to stab you and hurt you. And then we get there, and me and Mark are just in bucks the entire week, and it's like, this is awesome. Like, I want to go back, even though you're walking on rocks the entire time. Yeah. So if you're trying to spot and stalk, it's like the hardest country to do it in.
Yeah.
The only way to do it is do what Greg does, and that is walk just 3-mile loops in behind things and set up.
I honestly can't believe I shot a deer that morning, but
it is very effective.
my plan did not go according to plan that morning. And the first place I went, I didn't see anything. And so I just took off walking and rattling.
Yep.
And I was literally walking back to my stuff and like bumped a group of deer and just started calling at them.
Oh my goodness.
That buck decided he wanted to be on camera.
Yep, he sure did.
All right. Well, Greg, what has been your favorite hunts to film so far?
Favorite one to film has got to be Casey's Kansas buck.
Yeah, for sure. I knew that was coming.
That was like, I was just starting to get my, like, I felt like I was getting my bearings behind the camera right about then. Like, earlier in the week, we did a spot and stalk thing in had a giant buck we stalked up on. It just didn't work out. And my footage was, like, really shaky, and I was like, crap, I gotta fix that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, on this next, like, on-the-ground thing, I'm going to be, like, super focused on being steady and, like, getting on them. And so, I don't know, we were, you know, was it day 5 or 6 into Kansas? Mm-hmm. And
Casey's blaming me for being sick.
Yeah, Casey gets sick because Eric's gravy.
That's actually what happened.
No.
I mean, 100% what happened.
I ate the gravy too. Sick.
Yeah, and Tyler did.
All I'm saying is,
y'all are
Casey just has stomach problems.
Yeah. He's having them right now.
Yeah, he's having them right now.
But, so he was like sick, bedridden, and like we just got a cold front in Kansas. It was like 28 degrees that morning.
November 5th, right?
Yeah, November 5th. It's like a calm, below freezing day in Kansas. Like, you don't get that very often.
It's the prettiest morning also. Yeah. Like, I was set up like probably a mile from them. And I just remember like just sitting there and just like, this is amazing. There's just coyotes going nuts. It's like there's deer everywhere.
Kansas awesome. Sunrise and sunsets are pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And I remember that morning, I didn't know if Casey was going to get up to go hunt that morning.
Because my gravy. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, your gravy is bad.
So I went into the kitchen and like just started making coffee and like making a bunch of noise. I was like, you're going to get up and hunt this morning. So luckily he got up and, you know,
I remember I was sitting in the living room with Tyler and like, I was sitting there like putting boots on or something. Just like, I don't know if it's going to happen or not, but I was already sick and slept a day basically. So I was like, I'm doing something today pretty much.
Yeah.
And Casey like walks upstairs and like says something to Greg, and Tyler just looks at him and he's like, what? No. And then he's like, let's go. Like, he just went berserk. It was amazing.
Yeah. So we finally get in the truck, head out, and, you know, we're running late, but that's kind of normal. But, we get out there and, almost immediately we walk out to the spot we were going to kind of glass from. And Casey sees a deer and he puts the binos up and he's like, that's a good buck.
Yeah, dude.
And this deer's like 500 yards away. He starts rattling and, the deer just immediately starts trying to figure out a way to get to us.
Mm-hmm.
And, this deer starts cutting across the bottom and,
straight panic mode.
Straight panic mode. And I'm like, I can see the deer like clear as day across this open, and all of a sudden, Casey just starts like walking. He just starts walking past me. I'm like, whoa, wait, you're like, I was gonna wait for it to go below the hill first, and then I was gonna take off. But
golly,
he just takes off.
He's not real. I was like, are you serious?
You're doing this right now? And so he leaves me. He gets like 100 yards in front of me. And I'm like, I'm just like stuck behind him. And I've got Casey and the buck in frame. And then finally the buck goes below the hill. And that's when I take off running. I ran down there, caught Casey. And after that, just pure madness ensued.
Yeah. I've never heard somebody chopping as hard as Greg right there.
Dude, like, I had to be quick and Greg, quiet.
Greg is like one of the calmest people you'll ever meet. And then there's a deer in range, and it's like his eyes get super big, and it's like just the most hype you will ever get.
It's go time.
That's the thing about KC I've realized, especially like on the elk hunt, we kind of had a similar situation, but there was another bull involved, and it was screaming at us at like probably a little over 100 yards looking at us, and KC turns around, he's like, we're going to go after the other one. And, like, at the time, I was like, okay. But, like, you just learn to trust him because, like,
just like, what?
Dude, he's so aggressive, and but he's so knowledgeably aggressive that, like, he's going to get in the way of animals eventually.
And like, that's, like, we ran to the other one, and he and makes, got a shot on that bull.
It makes awesome footage.
Yeah, it's entertainment is, yeah, he can do it.
Yeah, he can do the thing for sure.
So he definitely made the right call in Kansas to – I mean, I think he could have got there when I got there, but been a little safer. But we got optimism. There, and then him doing the snort wheeze at the
dude
at the buck.
I remember him like you showing the footage after, and I just hear him snort wheeze, and I'm like,
okay,
oh my goodness! I'm not going to say exactly what I said.
That deer was close to turning inside out,
dude. There was another situation with another person that I don't need to talk about, but he did the same thing, and the deer wanted to jump it so bad, but when he snort-wheezed it, and I think it just, like, it buys you a little bit of extra time. Like, they just are like, okay, that movement is warranted. Like, there is a deer over there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like, what the heck? I got to go check that out. And he took a few more steps.
Exactly.
And it was just enough to get the job done.
Seal the deal.
You can watch both those episodes on the Meat Eater channel, Nebraska. Yeah.
Sure.
And Plains Deer.
Plains Deer, yeah.
Yep.
Has there been any other hunts that just been fun or that you really enjoyed?
They've all been fun.
Yeah, like, nobody agrees with me, but the pronghorn hunting was so much fun.
It is fun, but it's like...
that. You know that type 2 fun you're talking about? That was like type 4 fun.
Type 4 fun?
Yeah,
I don't know, dude. That seemed like type 1.
Chasing them around. You always have something to stalk. Mm-hmm. It's awesome.
It was like a lot of fun right at first, and then it just kind of dwindled.
Yeah, like, you know.
We got tired quick.
We just blow like 15 stalks in a day, and it's like, okay, this sucks.
Yep.
Well, I guess my favorite hunt is probably one is you guys know what it is.
I think so.
So
a couple million people have seen it.
2021, went to Kansas with Tyler and KC, and it was a really good week. We were chasing big bucks all week. It was just that magical.
That buck Greg just talked about stalking, where he was shaky, that buck is
one of the ones we stalked.
One of the bucks you guys stalked in 2021.
Man. That was when, like you were saying, Greg, when I felt like I was starting to get things and like starting to just be able to film better. And
dang.
Shot.
Y'all calmed down way quicker than me. I didn't calm down until about May this year.
I don't know. You're still not calm, but
dude, get out of here.
That's just the Celsius.
Yeah, but I filmed KC shoot a buck, and that was wild in itself. I mean, we stalked this buck in his bed above him, and I basically was over Casey's shoulder as he's full draw walking up to the edge of this thing, and we didn't know how big it was, and he shot it and it ran off, and we're like, oh gosh, that's a big buck.
That's a big deer. Yeah.
And that, like, just that whole sequence of what happened next and we finding him and just how big he was awesome. And then just a few days later, me and T Jones
T. Jones.
Head out, and we glass a really big buck. And this thing is looking like Chris B's buck that I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen that. And, I mean, you could see it. I remember we were glassing him, and you could just see his full rack out of the grass, just like moving his head around. It's like, man, when you see that above tall grass, you know it's a big deer. And so I remember we made the plan and how we're going to do it. And like Tyler, at this point, Tyler and Casey had tried this stuff so many times and it's failed. So like it was almost like he was putting together a plan, but like he didn't seem that optimistic about it.
Yeah. It's like, listen, it ain't all YouTube videos. Like, there's stalking deer on the ground, especially out there, is hard to pull off.
And so we start this slow walk, and the whole issue the whole time is this buck has three does. And so we get caught by any of those does, it's game over.
Yep.
And so we take our time getting over there, and we finally get in a spot where, like, we have to crawl to get closer. And we probably crawled on our bellies for, I know people always say it's like 100 yards, but it may not have been 100 yards, but listen, it was a lot.
You crawl 15 yards on your belly, it feels like you've been crawling for 4 hours.
Right. I remember at one point, mid-crawl, I was like, Tyler, I better go pee right now. And so, like, I couldn't stand up and do it, so I just kind of, like, leaned on my side.
The old tactical pee.
Peed, and then rolled back over, and we kept crawling. Then we get to a spot where, like, we can't go any further because, like, we don't know where the does are, and we can see him, and it's just, at this point, it's waiting game, and, you know, our favorite saying, we'll see what happens.
Dang, you just said it on our podcast.
And so I remember Tyler, he ranged a yucca because the buck was 50 yards away, and he ranged the yucca, and he was like, focus on that yucca because it's 50 yards, and that way when this goes down, we just get up and it'll already be in focus. And
man, I'm glad he said that.
Yeah, I know. He's pretty helpful at times, isn't he?
He is pretty helpful at times.
So we lay there for a long time. And then what's weird was in this moment, we were just laying there. I was like, man, if this works out, this could be a lot of views may happen from this video. And it was a weird moment I had.
That's a pretty good thought you had there.
And not long after, like, we heard something. I whispered to Tyler, I was like, what was that? And he's like, I don't know. And like about that time, we both look back up, and the buck's standing up, and he heard it too, looking that way. And it was like Tyler said, I guess here we go. And so we lean up, and like, you guys have seen it. A lot of people have seen it on the internet.
Dang, flexing.
It's like the most infamous shot for the element, and it's just the arrow flight is beautiful. And just smokes this huge deer. And then it happens so quick now. Like, I'm zoomed in, and the buck runs towards us. So, like, he's running out of my frame quickly.
Very quickly.
And I'm freaking out because I know this deer's dead. And so I don't even rack out. I'm just, like, freaking out, trying to follow him.
Yep.
And then I finally get on him falling, and me and Tyler just go nuts. And
it's like, the greatest celebration
I remember
ever.
Falling back, just like, did that really happen? Like, I'm laying on the ground, not even thinking about filming. And Tyler, like, stands over me. He's just screaming in my face. Dude, it was unreal.
We need to start running just cameraman POV GoPros and
Dude,
stuff like that.
We might
that.
Have to. We've talked about micing ourselves up. I think we need to do that more.
We need to definitely do
but
that.
But it, like...
Dude, that might be the biggest public land buck on film that year.
I thought about that before. I was like, man, I think I thought about it in the moment. I was like, this might be the biggest buck killed on, you know, on film on public land this year.
There's definitely a chance. I always wonder, is it the big buck people are mesmerized by, or is it the arrow flight?
Because I think it's a combination of
that
everything.
That thing is a dart going through the
like,
air.
If you're a fan of bow hunting, like,
you've
seen
shot
that shot.
Yeah. Just wild. And I remember, like, who'd we call? We called KC first, I think.
Can't believe you guys didn't call
him. And
me.
He didn't answer. And so he calls his wife. She didn't answer. We call Hunter. He didn't answer. And we're like, no one wants to talk to us.
Somebody.
I can't remember who we talked to first, but I remember him talking to Hunter and Tyler just still in disbelief. He's like, he's a giant. He's so big. And then, like, KC almost sounded, like, bummed because he wasn't there. I felt bad, but he had to leave a few days early. And
dude.
But, man, it was an awesome moment for
sure. I can't even imagine. Like, I've never seen a deer that big on the hoof
dude.
Before.
When we walked up on that thing, I was...
I can't even imagine. There's just kickers all over. It's the nastiest public land deer there is.
I had to take a picture with it because it was so big. It was like, you Tyler, like, I'm sorry.
Tyler,
I
gotta hold this thing. You have got to let go of this thing.
It was unreal. But I think that's it. That's it for the first podcast. I don't know.
That flew by.
Hopefully we did a good job, and I don't know... how often we'll be doing these things.
But we'll get better at it.
Yeah. We're going to try to keep it as consistent as we can.
Probably be every 2 weeks or so. So if you see a Whitetail Bums podcast come out, that is us three, Eric, Michael, and Greg.
We're going to try to keep them the other two. We're not going to even say their name right now.
We might have to have like Brian on.
We're going to have to try to keep them off of it for as long as possible.
That's right.
They're going to force themselves on at some point. And guys, I'm sorry. I'm sorry when that happens. I know we're much more entertaining. We are the A team after all.
That is. That's right.
So I'm pumped to be doing the podcast, guys.
I don't even know. How do you? We didn't talk about this. I don't know. How do you end this?
I think you just say... this is the Whitetail Bums. Goodbye.
we'll try this again next time, y'all.
Hey, everybody, listen up. I got mega huge news. Meat Eater Live is heading back out on the road. That's right. Join me and the crew. Clay Newcomb, Cal, Yanni, Spencer's going to be there. Phil the Engineer is going to be there. Meat Eater Live, headed back out. Now, when you get every ticket... okay, every ticket you buy, you get a signed copy of our new Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook. This tour is celebrating the release of the book. Buy a ticket, get a signed copy, Meat Eater Outdoor Cookbook, wild game recipes for the grill, smoker, camp stove, and campfire, which I'll point out is a $38 value. Here's where we're going to go. April 23rd, the Mesa Arts Center in Mesa, Arizona. April 24th, the Balboa Theater in San Diego. April 25th, the Grove in Anaheim, California. April 27, the Crest Theater in Sacramento. April 29, the Union in Salt Lake City. April 30, the Egyptian in Boise. May 1, the Wilma Theater in Missoula. May 2, the Bing Crosby Theater in Spokane, Washington. May 4, Revolution Hall in Portland, Oregon. And May 5, the last day of the tour, Pantages Theater in Tacoma, Washington. For tickets and more information, visit the events page at themeateater.com. Hope to see you at the show.